don't know how you do it. Making love out of nothing at all. 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 Out of nothing at all.
Oh, Air Supply. It's a, you know, it's going to be a good segment when you start off with Air Supply.
That's right.
Good morning. Welcome back. Our good friend Sean Stone is here. He tells us each week what's happening on area stages and screens. He is our cultural correspondent. He has held that position for many, many years. We are thrilled that he continues to do it, and we welcome to the program this morning. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, Joe.
All right. So let's begin with the movie you saw this week, The Assistant.
Oh, the timing was perfect because they convicted him this week. In case you haven't heard,
yes,
The Assistant is a fictionalized version of what a day in the life of a low-level assistant would be like at Miramax. They never say it's Miramax, but back in the old days,
which was Harvey Weinstein's company.
Harvey Weinstein's company
before it became Weinstein.
Yes, yes. Okay. You never see him in the movie. You never see the character, the guy who runs the company. It's all about you hear his voice, you get his unpleasant emails, and you feel his presence. Like, you can tell that this whole operation, this whole film, this whole studio, small studio production company, from the lowest person on the totem pole, which is this assistant, played by Julia Garner, right up to the second in command, it's all warped by his presence.
Now, I saw a show on Apple TV called The Morning Show with Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon, and they continued over and over and over again in press interviews to say that this had nothing to do and in no way was ripping from the headlines the story of Matt Lauer and the Today Show, which if you watch the show for 3 minutes, you know isn't true.
Yeah.
So what did they say in this movie? Do they try to make the connection, or are they just... They put it out there and just assume you'll know what...
They just put it out there. They assume you know. They don't use any names.
Yeah.
They're very, very careful. But it's really unpleasant. It's like this poor young woman, you know, it's like she has to get there at like 5 o'clock in the morning and turn all the lights on and pour out the coffee. And
yeah.
One thing that was interesting, she's in this office that's like the anteroom to the Weinstein office where he is. And it's two guys who have desks sort of opposite hers, and they're sort of like a little above her level. They're more on the creative side, and they're both jerks. And then there's this empty desk across from her, and she's only been there for 5 weeks. And of course, by the end of the movie, you realize the empty desk is for the fake assistant who gets rotated out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's thoroughly unpleasant without being vulgar. And it's a really austere movie. It's an hour and a half. You're out of there not feeling good about the world.
The name of the movie is The Assistant. So if you need more help and not feeling good about the world, that's the film for
you. It's for you.
All right. Let's go with what's happening around town. And we'll start with tonight in Troy.
Over at MPAC at RPI and Studio One Goodman. Tonight at 7 o'clock, we got a free event. It's Michelle Ellsworth, Work in Progress. She's currently an artist in residence there. She's a choreographer, theater person, and is going to be showing some of the work and discussing the work with one of the curators. That's free, but you got to register.
Good.
And as we heard coming in tonight at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall in Troy at 7:30 p.m., it's the soundtrack of my college years. Air Supply, the Lost in Love experience.
Now, let's just focus on the word experience for a moment. So the... Lost in Love experience.
Yes, I like that.
Yeah, that indicates to me there's something else going on other than the music to me.
Well, I think they want to envelop you in a cocoon of pop relaxation.
Okay.
You know, warmth.
Being lost in love.
Exactly. It was sort of a gauzy warmth to recall your youth.
A gauzy warmth.
There you go. also tonight,
opening, a t-shirt with that on it.
There you go.
Gauzy warmth. Yes.
Opening at the Cohoes Music Hall in Cohoes At 8 o'clock, it's Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill, which is the Billie Holiday show. It runs through March 15th. It's running in tandem with the Jerry Lee Lewis show I mentioned last week.
Jerry Lee Lewis versus Jerry Lee Lewis. Yeah,
yeah. So they've got two sort of very different but very great shows going on at the same time. Friday night at 7:30 at the Egg in Albany, it's Flex Avenue, which is a contemporary dance group that's presented in association with UAlbany. That's in Schenectady at the Van Dyke Lounge, Friday night at 8 o'clock, Annie and the Hedonists, if you want to hear some good old-timey blues and jazz.
Yep.
And if you like blue makeup, they're back.
And who doesn't, by the way?
Who doesn't? The Blue Man Group returns to Proctor's.
Now, let me ask you a question. I don't know if you know the answer to this question, but I think I heard this, and which is, there is new material in the show. Is that true? Or we don't know?
I'm not sure, but I think it's true. I think I know what you mean. Yeah, I think.
Well, the show is fairly set. It is. It's a show that started, I think, in Boston and then in New York and then and then, of course, has taken over the world. And I've seen it more times than I care to admit, but like a dozen times I've seen it. And it's always basically the same show. There are different people that come up, but it's always, which, by the way, is a great show.
Right.
It's really good. But then I thought I heard that there was like new stuff. And I don't know if that's the case.
Well, you pays your money and you takes your chance.
It's Blue Man Group playing Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I do find it very entertaining.
Yeah.
It's very clever and a great thing to bring kids to.
It certainly is.
Yes.
Saturday night at 8 o'clock in Mass Mocha's Club B10 in North Adams, it's Sam Ivian, who is a Brooklyn bass singer, indie rocker.
When in doubt,
say Brooklyn.
I was going to say, you say that as if you don't know.
And, I know.
And it seems like it's probably a good guess.
Yes,
but
it
okay.
is. Yeah, it's probably true. Sunday night at 7 o'clock at Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs, it's singer-songwriter Caitlin Canty, special guest Corey Laitman. Tuesday night, the New York State Writers Institute is presenting a author program at the New York State Museum in the beautiful Huxley Theater at 7:30 p.m. Jennifer Block, who's the author of Everything Below the Waist, Why Healthcare Needs a Feminist Revolution. She'll be in conversation with Elisa Albert. And I like the Huxley Theater.
Yes.
They don't get to do a lot there, but when they do, it's a fun venue.
Very good stuff.
We have a bunch of new movies.
Now, before we get to the movies, I just want to say I just went to the Blue Man Group website. And so here it says it right in the right in the title of the show. The men are still blue, but the rest is all new. There you go.
You know, some Ivy Leaguer came up with that. Guaranteed money. That's true.
The men are still blue, but the rest is all new. All right. Movies this week, starting with what?
Seberg, which is a biography of the last couple of years of Jean Seberg. Kristen Stewart plays her. I saw the trailer. It looks pretty good. She looks pretty convincing as Jean Seberg.
Excellent.
And, of course, it's not a happy story, but it looks like a good movie. And then we have The Invisible Man, which is a new gloss on the old thing. In this case, it's Elizabeth Moss and her psychotic scientist genius husband/boyfriend commit suicide, or does he?
Now, this is odd, and I don't know why exactly this is the case, but it's interesting to me that The Invisible Man, the advertising for this, for some reason, whenever I go to my bank's website, there are always ads for The Invisible Man on the website for my bank. And I'm just thinking, is that really what you want your bank to be advertising?
I wouldn't think so. No.
Just, I don't know if somebody thought that through.
No.
It seems like obviously it's not one of those just pop-up ads that comes in. It's their ad. I just don't know.
Well, I'm still wondering what the banana cartel gets out of the Frozen stickers. Like the complete set of Frozen stickers on Dole bananas. It's like, collect them all. It's like, I'm buying bananas.
From Guatemala. There's a connection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we had the documentary Once Were Brothers, Robbie Robertson and the Band, and the Italian gangster film The Traitor.
Oh, so all kinds of good stuff.
All kinds of stuff.
Excellent. Well, you can find out more and see the entire list of what Sean has been talking about by going to our website. It's wamc.org/roundtable, wamc.org/roundtable. And remember, the men are still blue.
But
the rest is all new. Sean, I look forward to seeing you next week. Have a good one in the meantime.
You too.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.